Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable run of warm, dry weather for late September. I imagine there's someone who's grumpy about it, and that's Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, what do you make of this? I mean, summer here in late September, duck opener, it's just crazy weather.
Oh, I'm not grumpy, Steve. Sometimes I am, but no, I'm good. I'm really tired, though. I had a good morning. We opened up in northwestern Minnesota, did some decoy hunting early in the morning, and then canoed some rivers, and we got some ducks, we got some geese. It wasn't fantastic. We did okay, and it was kind of your typical 45-minute flurry, you know, right away in the morning, and then it kind of slowed down like it usually does. But overall, it was a pretty good morning, a lot of participation. There was probably 3-4 groups on this big lake we are on. So people were really out. It was a beautiful morning, and can't complain whatsoever.
Yeah. I know, though, for the most part, not ideal duck opener weather.
No, it's always like this. I mean, it's always 70, 75, 80, but, you know, that's okay. Things are going to change, and I was surprised there weren't as many ducks as there normally are. You know, they're down, you know, numbers-wise fairly significantly statewide, and it looks like it's going to stay that way. So it's hard to know for sure. We keyed in on wild rice this morning, and that is a real attractant for birds. But it was fun. It was worth getting up, and it was kind of funny. We went to our first spot, and there were people already there. We went to our second area, and people were already there. We finally got to our plan C and did okay. So we really didn't get to our original areas, but we stood okay. We were, you know, hitting very well. And so now we got to get the bow hunt to get going here, man. These deer are just not moving in this heat. And it's just, it's a little frustrating. They're coming out super late, but they're not moving much at all. It's just typical 80s and, you know, hot. And, you know, they're just not motivated. So we're kind of waiting for, you know, things to change. We really need a big change.
Yeah. And I will say this, that the trend is for more of this for another week. We don't really see a change at this point.
Now I'm really depressed. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fishing, though, has been really good this past week. You know, I've been out early in the mornings, and it's been, you know, 56 degrees, a little bit cool, but, you know, no wind. We've had a really good break from high winds this past week, and fishing is pretty darn good. And there were a lot of anglers out today, too, so that tells you that fishing is still, you know, holding up fairly well. We're not quite into that fall bite, you know, kicking in quite yet. It's not quite there. But, you know, the water temperature went up from 64 to 74 in the last 10 days, so it's kind of going in the wrong direction, but it'll change. We just got to get some 30s and 40s at night. And, you know, that's all it takes is 3, 4, 5 days of that. And, you know, things will probably start to really get going.
Yeah. And you've said it for years and years, and it is so true. For the bite anyway, stable is good. And this is rock solid, stable weather.
Yeah, but it's the water temperatures are just higher than they should be. And that's what's really confusing. These fish are in, you know, in an area one day, and the next day they're gone. And it's just, I think they're just as confused as the rest of us. And but, yeah, if we get some, you know, stability, cooler weather, you know, it'll start. And usually starts in about the first week of October, second week of October, things really start. So We'll have to see how it goes. You know, we've got the youth firearm season in the middle of October, and, you know, a lot of things happening. Turkeys open on October 4th. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Pheasants October 11th. So October is an awesome month. I can't wait for it.
Yeah. And, once again, we'll get some of those, cooler days and much cooler nights and drop those water temps for sure. Steve, what's the plan in the coming week? Same old in the weather department. What do you expect to see in the woods?
I don't know. I'm hitting it hard. I'm so tired today, but I figured I gotta go. It's just, you know, you gotta get your licks in when you can, even though the conditions are not ideal, but I'm seeing a few scrapes here and there, but not a whole lot of activity. I think it's because there's so many acorns. They're everywhere. These deer can feed just about anywhere they want. They don't have to go to any specific location. So it's kind of hard to pattern them when they have so much food. So, you know, that's the way it is. But the beans are starting to come down. You know, they're starting to get that done, and that's good. And then corn will be next. So as those crops come out, bow hunting just gets better.
Steve Kearney, always good to visit with you, and get some rest.
I need it. I should really go take a nap right now, but I'm going to go get in a tree instead.
Yeah. Are you going to be up early to watch the Vikings? Or are you going to be out in the outdoors?
I don't know. I think tomorrow's going to be my rest day, so maybe I'll just put my jammies on and watch the game in the morning. That sounds like a good plan.
There you go. Make a little breakfast and watch the Vikes. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, take care, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney. StepeKearneyOutdoors.com has been joining us for years here on the weekend. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sundays. Rob Dreisline from the Outdoor News has a great show. And it comes your way between 5 and 6, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We've got the Twins and the Phillies, game 2 of the 3-game set to close out the 25 campaign for the home 9. That starts at 4:30 with the lineup card, first pitch after 5. College football scores coming up in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.